We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dave. For a lot of us, this is the last week of the regular season, although there are some leagues that go 14 weeks. I'm in one league that goes 14 weeks in the regular season. But most leagues go 13 weeks in the regular season. And there's a lot of playoffs. How many leagues is your playoff life on the line this week?
How many leagues is my playoff life on the line, or yeah, is it the last week until the playoffs?
No. How many leagues are you in where you have to win this week to get into the playoffs?
I want to say like three or four. I've done a lot of clinching already. I've had a lot of champagne, you know,
God celebrated
T-shirts and caps in the locker room. Yeah, I've done a lot of that already.
Yeah, I'm in four leagues. Three I've already clinched, and one I have no chance. So the last week won't mean much. Just for seeding in the playoffs, which can be big because a lot of leagues have six playoff teams. You'd like to be a top two seed and get a bye. What do you think is the optimal? You know, we've messed around with it. I have one league where we have no divisions. We have one league where we do 2 6-team divisions. We have another league we used to do 3 4-team divisions. What do you think is the optimal setting for that?
I like doing 2 divisions where the division winners get a bye in the first round. And then the remaining playoff teams, whether it's only 2 other playoff teams or 4 other playoff teams, it's based on total points scored, not record. So if you finish the year with a 6-7 record, but you've got the most points scored in the league, you get to move on to the playoffs over teams that might be 7-6 or 8-5. But don't have as many points.
Yeah, we in my two main leagues, we do the top 5 based on record, and then the 6th spot is the team with the most points remaining.
Yeah.
That's
about right.
That's what we do. By the way, I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago, Dave. I don't even remember this. But we had a guy who had a record-breaking winning streak in my league. Do you remember me mentioning that to you?
Yeah, like you said, like 28 in a row.
25. Like, and it just ended this week. Guy had won 25 in a row going back to week 15 of 2017, and he finally lost this past week.
What a sucker.
All right.
What happened? What did he do wrong?
He just played a team that had a great week. He played another. It's me, this guy, and the guy he lost to have the 3 best teams in this league. And he played the other guy who's really good, and the guy scored 1 million points this week. And
It happens.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I've never won 24 games in a row in one league.
Ridiculous.
I've won a championship 3 years in a row.
Wow. That's
in one league. I'm going straight champion this year. I've already clinched.
I mean, what kind of guys are you in this league with? Is this like a home league for you?
Yeah. It's a home league. It's a bunch of guys that want to try and beat me every year.
Right.
They can't do it. So, but look, they have fun with it. I have fun with it. It's not for any serious stakes or anything like that. But there is a really cool trophy that I've been able to keep for 3 years.
Nice. You know, Dave, I have, and I'm not the only one, I have in 2 of my 3 leagues where I've really, my 2 best teams, I have Lamar Jackson, and they're both 2 quarterback leagues, which is even more valuable. So I wonder this year what the percentage will be of teams that win a championship with Lamar Jackson. If you have Lamar Jackson on your team, I wonder what your playoff percentage is. It's got to be like 99%.
It's probably not 99%.
Yeah, maybe that's a little high.
Usually what we see is the best players in fantasy help people win the leagues maybe 65% of the time.
Right.
So I would imagine that Lamar Jackson will be there. And, you know, the thing you got to remember is that if you drafted Lamar Jackson, you probably didn't do it with one of your first 8 picks. So you had 8 chances to screw up your team before you got Lamar Jackson on your roster. So some teams that have Lamar Jackson probably are just going to sneak into the playoffs, probably won't win. And he could also have 1 or 2 bad games late in the year. It's always possible. And you almost see it. You almost see it. Like once a year, late in the year, the best players in fantasy lay an egg.
Yeah.
And it hurts at the worst possible time. And it's hard to overcome when your best players aren't giving you the points that you're used to getting. The conversation that we've had today on our podcast, Bull, is where is Lamar Jackson going to get picked next year? And I don't think I'm going to take him in round one, but I bet people who haven't, say you're picking toward the end of round one, there's 5 running backs, you like them all the same, you know one of them will be there in round 2. that's when you're going to take Lamar Jackson.
Well,
I bet he ends up being a late first-round pick.
And that's in a, I'm assuming you're talking about in a one-quarterback league, right?
Yeah. Two-quarterback league, he's probably going to be.
He's third. Second or third overall.
Why not first?
I think you'd still go McCaffrey first, but then either him or Barkley second, right?
Depends on how Barkley's feeling.
That's true. Yeah, it's been a disappointment. You know, speaking of which, before I got a lot I want to get to, but I got a league where I have Devin Singletary, Josh Jacobs, and Saquon Barkley, and I'm thinking about sitting Barkley. Am I nuts?
Yeah, you are. And he's not the same type of guy. He's definitely playing hurt.
Yeah,
I like the matchup against Green Bay this week, and I feel like it's a tough matchup for Singletary going up against Dallas. I think you missed it by a week. Last week, it would look like a genius for doing it.
Well, I started all three last week. I was able to start all three last week.
Well, why can't you start all three this week?
Well, I mean, I guess because it's a two-quarterback league. Well, it's a super flex, and okay, Kyler Murray on a bye, so I just started those three guys.
I would agree with you. You got to start Kyler Lamar Jackson.
Right. All right, if you have a question for Dave, tweet him at us at Adam the Bull Fan or at Bull and Fox. All right, let's look at the waiver wire. We had 2 weeks ago Brian Hill. He's done nothing. Last week we had the guy whose name is the Lions running back who had a good game this week.
Bo Scarborough.
Who are we looking at this week, Dave? Is there anybody?
Well, I think in all the hubbub of what happened with the Colts running backs last week, Jonathan Williams still landed on the waiver wire in almost 40% of CBS Sports leagues. He's still there. He would far and away be the number one guy to go and add. And then you've got some choices to make, and it really depends on what you need. If you're streaming quarterbacks, I think Sam Darnold and Ryan Tannehill, believe it or not, those are the two guys that I think make sense to pick up off the waiver wire.
Right.
And you could collect both of them and play the matchups the rest of the way and probably do very well with your team. Darnold, the next couple of games, his schedule is great. And then I think right around week 15 or 16, it gets really ugly for him. He's got the Ravens and Steelers in back-to-back weeks. If you've been streaming tight end, I think Jack Doyle is a name that you run right to, and Ryan Griffin right behind him. Eric Ebron, done for the year in Indianapolis. We've seen it in Indy where one tight end between the two of them, when there's only one playing, they do well. When they're both on the field, they take away numbers from each other. Now we know Ebron's gone. I don't think Mo Alie-Cox, who will replace Eric Ebron, is going to be a major factor in fantasy. I think Jack Doyle is going to get a lot of work, and there's talk that T.Y. Hilton won't play this week. So Doyle could be in line for some really, really good target share. I would say at wide receiver, there's just a bunch of names out there from D.D. Westbrook to Sterling Shepard to James Washington. They're all kind of okay. But let's go back to running back. Jonathan Williams, let's say he's gone. If you're locked into a playoff spot, you got nothing to worry about this week, go get Rashad Penny if he's still out there. He might be the lead back for Seattle by this time next week. And if you need a running back this week and you can't wait for Rashad Penny and see what you get with him, go get Benny Snell with the Steelers. It doesn't look like James Conner is going to be there. The matchup against the Browns isn't so bad. Benny Snell will get the rushing down workload for Pittsburgh, and he could end up helping your team with, I don't know, 80 total yards in the game. That wouldn't be so bad. Maybe he falls into the end zone on top of it.
Dave, how concerned, if you're a Kenny Golladay owner, if you're a Marvin Jones owner, I guess even to a lesser degree, T.J. Hockenson, how concerned would you be about the Lions quarterback situation?
Because Jeff Driscoll's got a pretty sore hamstring. They say he's been limited in practice. Don't know if he's going to make it to the game, which would mean we would see David Blough as the quarterback for the Detroit Lions. You may remember him from playing at Purdue. He actually, there were moments in his Purdue career where he looked like he was the real deal. And then there were moments where he just, like, deep ball accuracy was terrible. When the pressure got to him, it was horrible. Now he's potentially starting a short week against Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears. So, yeah, it is bad news, Brown, for everybody in Detroit. I didn't like Marvin Jones to begin with this week. Now there's no way you could start him. And Golladay, you're kind of hoping that he catches a deep ball in the end zone. It's the only way he could ever have great numbers. It's what he did a couple of weeks ago with Jeff Driscoll as his quarterback. I wouldn't feel good about any Lions, period, if that's what we're looking at in their matchup on a short week against the Bears.
Would you consider starting Mike Williams or Robbie Anderson over Kenny Golladay?
I think that might be going a little too far. Even though Robbie Anderson did have a great game last week, and we're all waiting for Mike Williams to finally find the end zone. But I still think Galladay's got good potential. And Blough would be the first one to tell you, hey, look, even if I don't know what I'm doing out there, I know enough to throw in Kenny Galladay's direction. This,
Dave?
Receivers, I believe only four receivers have more than 80 yards against
right.
Chicago, but Galladay did find the end zone, again, on one of those deep balls from Driscoll. I think it was Weeded. So that's what you're hoping for with Galladay. He would probably be a flex if Blau was starting, and Marvin Jones would just be off the fantasy radar.
All right. Dave, let's get some fan questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Pineapple Finger Guns says, I clinched a playoff spot in my league. I'm playing for position. Who should I start this week, Kyler Murray or Sam Darnold?
I'm going to go with Darnold. 30 fantasy points or more each of his last two games, 23 or more each of his last three. And Cincinnati's defense isn't very good. I think Darnold's going to keep it rolling.
Peter said, we were just talking about this guy, Kenny Galladay or Kenyon Drake, half-point PPR.
And so this is going to be a real interesting test for us. If we knew that Chase Edmonds was not going to play, I would say Drake against the Rams because he would get a lot of work. David Johnson's not really a factor. If that changes, that'll be a surprise to me. And Drake would be the one over Galladay in that type of situation. But if Chase Edmonds comes back or if we hear that David Johnson, you know, healed up through the bye and they're ready to give him back his role, then I'd go right back to Galladay.
How concerned should fans be about if they have Amari Cooper right now?
I would be significantly concerned. Because past couple of weeks, he looks quick, but he doesn't look fast. He's not shedding his coverage. And it's one thing to say, well, of course you play the Patriots. They cover everybody really well. But even two games ago, he just was not doing a good job of getting open on a regular basis, which is something that we're used to seeing him do. And over the past 2 weeks, we've seen not just Michael Gallup, not just Randall Cobb, but Jason Witten as well, get more targets than Amari Cooper. So I almost feel like he's been more decoy than anything else. So I don't feel so good about using him in a match against the Bills and cornerback Tre'Davious White, who shut down the likes of Odell Beckham recently. So Cooper's one that I think you should almost try and find an excuse to sit.
You got to start two quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady.
I think I'm going to lean towards sitting Brady. I really am. And it's I'm giving credit to Kirk Cousins. Normally, if this were last year, for example, and Cousins is going into Seattle, I would say, get him away from my squad. But he's been playing great every single week. It looks like Adam Thielen has a good chance to return. I know the Seattle defense is getting better, but Kirk Cousins has been playing great for Minnesota. I would give him the benefit of the doubt here and have him in the lineup ahead of Brady, who I believe has 8 touchdowns in his last 8 games.
What's the latest with Julio Jones? Is he going to definitely play this week?
I think he's going to play. I think he was – I'm not sure what the practice report is today, actually. The first thing I saw was that he wasn't seen when the media was able to watch practice. You know how it is. The media can only watch a certain portion of practice. So I think what could end up happening is he gets in a little bit of work, or they say he gets in a little bit of work on Wednesday, and he ends up being ready to go for the game on Thursday, or maybe they make the designation today.
Right.
I would expect him to play against New Orleans. I don't know if I would expect him to have a monster game, though.
Dave, you got to start two of these four guys. It's a half-point PPR, and at least one has to be a receiver. Amari Cooper, John Brown, Kenyon Drake, and Tevin Coleman.
I would go, as of now, Brown and Drake, and I would have very mild expectations for both of them. Coleman would enter the equation if Drake is clearly going to share work, but it's not a great matchup for Coleman going across the country to play against the Ravens. This defense is really good. If you couldn't tell, you know, everybody's talking about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, the Ravens
did after the Miami
game. He's been great,
That defense, they absolutely humble the Rams' offense, and I think they're going to do it to the 49ers next.
Craig says he's streaming quarterbacks. Who's his best bet for the playoffs? Jacoby Brissett, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, or Nick Foles? Ooh.
Oh, gosh. This is really what we're dealing with?
Yeah.
It's tough, huh? You know what? Don't commit to one guy. Hopefully you're in a league where you can still make ads and drops after the regular season ends. But if you couldn't and you could carry two of these quarterbacks, I would get Foles just for now. And Daniel Jones' schedule is going to get really good later on. Hopefully his receiving core will get healthy. He got Sterling Shepard back last week. I hope Golden Tate clears the concussion protocol and he'll be good to go. And hopefully Evan Ingram's foot feels better and he could play. When he's got his full complement of weapons, especially since Saquon isn't running like the dominant back that we thought he would be, he usually puts up good numbers and the matchups are going to be favorable for him.
Perk asks, this is a crazy question to me because I won't sit Lamar Jackson. I know they're playing the Niners, but he's asking Carson Wentz or Lamar Jackson.
Well, come on, man.
I mean, that's crazy. Come on. Can't sit Lamar for anybody right now.
I don't think he can. And I think he's going to do to the Niners what he's done to everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, rapid fire here. A few more, Dave. Steve says he has A.J. Green in three leagues. Is it finally time to let him go?
You know, now that Andy Dalton is back under center for the Bengals, I wonder if A.J. Green suddenly feels a lot better and he comes back to play because Dalton is back. Because I don't think he wanted to play with Ryan Finley.
Right.
Remember,
I don't blame
close
him.
To coming back.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Bengals name Ryan Finley, their starting quarterback, and A.J. Green has a setback or whatever they say. So I'm willing to give it maybe not even one more week. Maybe till Friday.
Right.
And if he's ruled out by Friday, then I'm done with him. Let it go. It's just a bad pick. You learn from it.
Justin, PPR, Stephon Diggs, or Mark Ingram?
I'm going to go with Diggs in PPR against Seattle.
And finally, pick two in a PPR. Apparently, this guy has to start two tight ends. And none of them are particularly great. Well, one of them is. Zach Ertz, obviously, is starting.
That's one.
Doyle, Fells, or Griffin? Who's the second choice?
I think it's got to be Doyle,
yeah.
Especially with the lack of targets happening in Indianapolis. Tennessee's a good matchup for tight end. I like Ryan Griffin, too. But I think that the Jets last week kind of spread their wings a little bit offensively. You saw both Griffin and Jameson Crowder not get as involved in the offense as they were in the couple of weeks prior. You saw Robbie Anderson step up. Demaryius Thomas got some targets. I think that they're going to try to just spread the ball around, and Le'Veon is certainly going to get his fair share.
Dave Richard with us, courtesy of Perfect Dash Cigars and Independence, 7324 Valley View Drive. Dave, what's going on tonight?
We've got our waiver wire show, getting you guys set for the waiver wire. And
right.
It's a crucial week to do it. And we just got done talking about running backs and the top of the charts at tight ends. But we do a real deep dive into the wide receivers, and we catch up with all the news happening around the NFL. Kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBSSportsHQ.com.
Dave, we'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
You got it. Good luck in your leagues, Bull.
You too. Dave Richard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.